So some companies like to tell the story about you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have like 4-day work weeks maybe. If you're Tim Ferriss, maybe you can have a 12-hour work week. It's a really attractive idea. And it does work in a particular instance, which is if you want to like actually have a small business or go after a niche market, then you're a small business entrepreneur. That makes total sense. But as soon as you get past like 2 or 3 people, you really need to step it up and be full-time committed. Cool. So this is the big one. So this is the one I hear the most, especially like candidates applying to Asana. They tell me, you know, I'd really like to work for a much smaller company or start my own because then I have a much bigger slice of the pie. I'll have much more impact on how that company does, and I'll have more equity, so I'll make more money as well. So let's examine when this might be true. So I'll explain these tables. They're a little complex, but let's focus on the left first. So this is just explaining Dropbox and Facebook. These are their current valuations. And this is how much money you might make as employee number 100 coming into these companies, especially if you're like a relatively experienced engineer, like you have like 5 years of industry experience. You're pretty likely to have an offer that's around 10 basis points. So if you joined Dropbox a couple years ago, the upside you'd have already locked in is about $10 million. There's plenty more growth from there if you leave in the company. If you joined Facebook a couple years into its existence, you made $200 million. This is a huge number. And if you even if you joined Facebook as employee number 1,000, so you joined it in like 2009, you still made $20 million. That's a giant number. And that's how you should be benchmarking when you're thinking about what might I make as an entrepreneur. So moving over to the table on the right, these are two theoretical companies you might start. So Uber for pet sitting, pretty good idea. if you're really well suited to this, you might have a really good shot at building a $100 million company. And then your share of that company is pretty likely to be about 10%. This certainly fluctuates. Some founders have a lot more than this, some have a lot less, but after multiple rounds of dilution, multiple rounds of option pool creation, you're pretty likely to end up about here. If you have more than this, I'd recommend Sam's post on like the equity split between founders and employees. You probably should be giving out more. So basically, if you're extremely confident about building this $100 million business, which is a big ask, it should go without saying that you should have a lot more confidence in Facebook in 2009 or Dropbox in 2014 than you might for a startup that doesn't even exist yet.